This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the director of the World Sweeping Association. I'm pleased today to have on the line with me the CEO of the U.S. Operations for Brigade Electronics Group. Brigade has been pioneering the cause of commercial vehicle and plant safety since 1976, when it introduced the very first reversing alarm to the European marketplace. The company, through those many years since then, has become a market leader in vehicle safety systems. Brigade products are now available around the world through a network of worldwide subsidiaries and partnerships. With us today is Corey Henheiser, who is the CEO of the U.S. division of Brigade, and also with us is Andrea Byram, who is a marketing specialist for the company. She is a specialist in safety products as well. Our shared goal for today's podcast interview is to discuss the liabilities faced by the sweeping industry and sweepers, as well as the many other types of support equipment vehicles that often surround sweeping equipment during sweeping operations on construction sites and elsewhere. With that, Corey, as someone with extensive knowledge in the vehicle safety field, if you would please take the lead in discussing this topic and how you've seen available technological products have a positive impact in saving lives as well as reducing industries. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
I'll let you start off on this. There are many, you have many products that are designed for increasing safety on a job site, as well as you're familiar with some of the many problems. Talk about the kind of problems that heavy equipment, including sweepers, have, and safety concerns for workers and passersby and for the equipment itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Well, you know, street sweepers are unique as far as their interaction with the outside world or pedestrians that operate around them and vehicles as well. And the configuration of most street sweepers concern is normally the operator's bias to one side, so he does have a number of blind spots around the vehicle as well. So that being said, there are old style methods of helping alleviate some of those blind spots, such as mirrors, but really the last 20 years has brought on a large surge of various products, including simple single cameras for reversing, but many other technological advances, such as ultrasonic sensors to detect someone, more of an active warning in a danger area around a vehicle, or even a 360 camera system, which can be a configuration of four cameras around the top of the vehicle, gives it what looks like a bird's eye view. So that takes away all blind spots around the area. So, you know, a combination of multiple solutions like that can actually increase safety dramatically, depending on the application and the area they're operating in.
Well, I know it's certainly easy to get sort of focused in on your job, and sweeping is not a simple thing. You have lots of different kinds of material, and you have to go at different speeds and with your the engine and fan system, as well as different speeds with your vehicle. And it's when you're really focused in on the curb line, it is difficult to keep your attention at 360 degrees. And when those cameras operate, then is that a four split screen that they see that on? How does that work?
Right. Well, no, the real benefit is that it utilizes the four individual cameras that are really a wide angle lens for each camera. So it's about 187 degree field of view for each camera. So in essence, each camera covers one complete side of the vehicle. And then utilizing a software and a stitching method of those four raw camera images, we can give on the screen what looks like a bird's eye view of that vehicle looking down from the top. And so you actually see your vehicle in the center of the screen, as well as everything around the perimeter of the vehicle as well. So what we found is if you do have individual cameras, as you mentioned, maybe a split screen, there is a processing time it takes the brain to actually look at maybe a camera in the left front or left top corner of a monitor, for instance, and you got to process which camera I'm looking at. Is that the left side, right side? by utilizing this 360 system, it actually is just a one location glance for you, and you can see the whole perimeter and then go back to your sweeping line as well to quickly reference back and forth instead of utilizing any mirrors or split screens. So that's the big benefit.
Well, that is an enormous benefit. I didn't realize that's how that worked, and it seems like that's a real plus over any type of a split screen system.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, on the 360 screen, we do offer a 7-inch or a 10-inch monitor, so you can have that overhead view that's always there, and then there can be triggered views as well of any of those four individual raw camera images. So if, for instance, you wanted to have active ultrasonic sensors or a radar-type product detect something in a danger area, it can actually move that screen to trigger to that side view where potential danger is too. So not only are you still looking at that overhead view, but you get a better view on a second screen, or on the same screen but in a different part of the monitor, to show a more realistic view right at the potential target or danger area.
Danger, Will Robinson.
And, yes.
That can get your attention. That's great. I think that it certainly seems from a psychological point of view that would be a big plus to be able to do that. And when the operator sees that smaller screen pop up, he or she knows that there's an issue in that side of the vehicle.
Correct, yes. And then also the triggered events can be as simple things such as a turn signal trigger. So, if you're operating on a sweeping line but you need to merge into traffic by flipping a left turn signal or a right turn signal, depending on where you're at, it'll trigger that side camera view so you can make sure the lane is clear. So it's not necessarily always triggered by sensors, but it can be a simple driving aid as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. I like that part as well. What other kinds of issues have you identified that a sweeper operator or dump trucks and some of the many other vehicles that are in the sweeping industry might encounter?
Right. Well, sure. Well, I would say what's the traditional time that street sweepers are out tend to be late in the evening, early in the morning, where it's less traffic to navigate around. But the problem is normally it's after hours, and most vehicles that operate on the road tend to have backup alarms that are the familiar tonal beeping alarm that you would hear. In that situation, having a loud tonal alarm going off at 5 a.m. while you're trying to clean a very clear street of traffic, you still have residences along that street that can hear that and be bothered by the tonal alarm. Brigade also offers a patented, what we call a white sound alarm, and it's technically called a broadband sound or a BBS alarm. And what that is, instead of the typical tonal most people are familiar with when they hear a vehicle go into reverse of the beep beep, this makes more of a white sound, and it's a shh shh type of sound. The reason Brigade has a patent on this is because of the audio characteristics of it crossing such a wide range of sound frequencies from low frequency to high, that it creates more of a warning that's focused only in the danger area. So unlike a tonal alarm, where you hear that loud, high-pitched, single frequency repeated, this wide broadband sound focuses only in the danger area. The added benefit is residents next to the street are not affected, only if you're in that danger area. So it really mitigates any of the noise complaints that one would have operating after hours, plus makes it very safe if you have multiple vehicles operating in the same area. If you're on the ground, you can point to without even seeing the vehicle backing toward you due to that sound characteristic.
So you know that's which vehicle that sound is coming from. I've been involved with music throughout my life. I've been fortunate enough to be a musician and deal with electronics and have gone to a number of seminars that deal with sound, and it is amazing what can be done with sound. I've seen a presentation where they put the sound wave out from a stage into an auditorium. And about three rows would say it's the loudest sound they heard. The next three rows would be the softest sound they heard, because they put it out as a, I guess it's probably a sine wave where, it's louder and softer as the distance it traveled. I don't really know how that works, but the idea of having a tonal alarm that would not only be white noise so it's not as annoying to the people around, but as well directional, seems like an enormous benefit. One of the things that's happened in the sweeping industry is that when you're out with parking lot sweeping, and some industrial sites too, but what tends to happen around shopping malls is you get apartment complexes and condo complexes that are high rises. And of course that sound not only carries, but it goes up, rises up and hits these buildings. And that is a source of many noise complaints, and as you say, a lot of times there may not be anybody around, but that that vehicle alarm still goes off when somebody puts it into reverse. So that seems like an enormous benefit.
Yeah, and it happens so frequently. I think the population is used to it until they're annoyed by it. You know, if it is that early morning and they're not up yet. But the nice thing about this patented white sound alarm is initially it sounds different to those around it. So that's a plus in a way. If you're a pedestrian walking by, it gets your attention. But then once it's explained to the operator or those that tend to be around it, they really can focus in on the direction of that vehicle travel, which is really what you want out of a safety device.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just alerting everybody within a 2-block radius that a vehicle's backing.
Right. Yeah, and when you said that about the normal tonal alarm, I suspect that as happens with me, whenever when you first talked about that, I have a sound that kind of goes off in my head with that beep, beep, beep sound that we've all heard so many times. And it, you can hear it from a long, long ways away, certainly so.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the unfortunate thing is if you hear it so frequently and you're not in the danger area, that leads to individuals potentially ignoring the warning.
Mm-hmm.
Because if 80% of the time you're hearing it and you're not in an area where, you see the vehicle so far away, you know you're not in danger, you don't respond.
Yes.
So that few second lack of response could be the difference between life and death.
Absolutely. I think that's very good information. So, Andre, as marketing specialist for Brigade, what has your experience been in having companies adopt this? Are they receptive to new types of technological advances that help increase safety? Is it becoming real mainstream where everybody wants cameras? You know, that sort of thing.
Well, companies normally reach out to us either after an accident or before. They're trying to prevent an accident from happening either on a job site or it could be in the city limits. Or we work with several different industries, just not the public sector.
Part of what you said I find very tragic is that they would reach out to you after a job site fatality or injury and so forth. It seems like that's that's the cows out of the barn scenario for it. Do most fleets have this type of equipment now, of some type of equipment? I know cameras are becoming more accepted, and one type of camera we haven't talked about is something that would be, say, a front, forward, or other recording device type of camera. And what actually prompted me to contact Brigade in the first place was one of the people in our industry, the editor of Sweeper Market Magazine, Mark Boyer, sent me an email that showed his front-facing camera on his personal vehicle that witnessed an accident. It happened when it unfolded right in front of you and it was on the camera. There's no denying who was liable and, how it took place. So, and there may be even be insurance aspects of this, I would think, where some local providers may reduce insurance. So go ahead again.
Well, definitely. I don't know if we touch base on the mobile digital recorders that we offer, but it takes the camera footage and it stores it. So if there is an accident, you can actually look at that footage and see exactly what happened.
Yeah, that seems so valuable to be able to have. And that's a different type of camera as well, right? And those could be placed, I assume, forward-facing or rear-facing, however a customer would want
it that. Would actually, your cameras would hook into the mobile digital recorder, and so it's two separate products. So you've got your camera, and then you've got your MDR, or your mobile digital recorder.
And how do those work?
Really depends on the individual, as Andrew was saying, the type of fleet. Some may want that forward camera inside the front windshield even, and then utilize the four 360 cameras that are stitched together, and you would have up to five cameras in that scenario being recorded to basically reenact an accident if it were to occur off of that MDR. So the more views you have of an individual accident, you'd be able to actually classify that our operator was not in the wrong if that were the case. You know, so that's where your insurance savings potentially could come in.
One of the things that we just covered recently is the advent of electric street sweepers. Of course, electric vehicles of all kinds will be coming into the marketplace. Are there products out there that will alert pedestrians that these quiet vehicles are coming by? And actually, I live out in a rural area on a kind of a winding little two-lane road with not much traffic, and I walk across the street every day to get my mail and the paper. There have been several times that I wasn't really paying attention, and a Prius has come along that I really didn't hear coming. If I hadn't been looking, if I'd been looking down at my cell phone, I'd have been in trouble. So what is on the horizon or available to combat that sort of thing?
Actually, we just launched a new product for us, and it's the Quiet Vehicle Sounder, and it's for electric vehicles because they're almost silent. So it warns pedestrians and other road users that a quiet vehicle is approaching. And so it uses that BBS patented technology, and it's more directional, just like our BBS.
It emits a sound when the vehicle travels at all times, or when it's starting and stopping, or?
It has a sound of combustion engines, and it's when it's traveling at a low speed.
I assume you could even take a forward-facing camera and put it on your operator if, you know, drowsiness is sometimes an issue in sweeping, and have an NDR with that as well. Corey, did you have something you'd like to add about the having a driver-facing cameras? I know that's something that's relatively new as well, and it's built as a protection for operators, because if they're doing everything as they should be doing, then something that you'd want to have is a record of safe behavior. And now, of course, there's a flip side to that, but what's available in that sort of line these days?
Definitely a hot button topic for many fleets and drivers especially. I think there's an inherent first response to feel like it's a violation maybe of their privacy or what they're doing in the vehicle. But many times, if it's viewed as a coaching tool, that can be an added plus. So you can tie an internal camera into a mobile digital recorder and record the driver behavior. Some of the new products that we will be releasing in the near future, and other companies do have as well, it could help alert a fleet manager maybe to an operator that's beyond tired, where he may have driver inattention, could be shutting his eyes. And using algorithms, the camera can determine the attention of the driver. So if he's not looking out the front windshield, or his eyes stray to a phone, for instance, or hold up a phone to his ear, it can detect that and create a little warning that can be a coachable moment from a fleet manager, for instance. But the ultimate result is to try to make it safer, not necessarily punish drivers, but if you're tired and you're not aware of how tired you are, this could be another way to help save a life.
You bet. And one of the problems in today's world as well is that, especially with drivers hard to get and employees of all kinds, that's one difficulty, because our employment rate, as we're recording this near the 1st of June in 2019, the unemployment rate is very low. But the other side to that is there are a lot of people scrambling and doing two jobs, three jobs in order to make ends meet. And one of the things about sweeper operators, especially in the parking lot sweeping end of things, is that it's a night job. And so there are many I suspect out there operators that are doing something else during the day and then going to work at night as well. So that's definitely a problem that needs to be solved. For years, I had American Sweeper magazine, and we had a cartoon in each issue, and the cartoon that generated the most long-term interest was the one that showed a completely empty parking lot with one light pole in the middle and a sweeper that had just crunched up against it and hit it. And there was just one of those things that all the sweeping contractors can relate to, is that does happen. These guys are out there, it's night, there's no supervision, and they go to sleep at the wheel.
Sure. Well, with the same technology also, it not only from, you go away from the monitoring of the driver, but additional advanced driver aid of a similar system like that can actually help the driver with lane departure warnings. You're seeing that more on passenger cars now, as well as front collision warnings. So if you're approaching too fast to maybe a stopped vehicle, it can give you that extra second or two of time to respond. And as well as even pedestrian warnings of a potential collision. So all of that factors into making that driver as safe as possible.
That should be job one to all of the people that are listening to this podcast. That's certainly true. Well, is there anything else that we should talk about? We've really covered an enormous amount of ground here in a small amount of time with giving our listeners a wide variety of options that they can have with safety products. Have we left anything out?
No, I think we've covered many of the products that are out and available now and here in the near future. I'm sure if we have another call in the future, I'm sure there will be new technology. It's always coming out, so.
That's for sure, but this particular snapshot has shown that there's a lot of technological safety equipment out there that's designed to save lives as well as keep people from injuries, and I really appreciate from both of you speaking about that today. So thank you very much.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you, Ranger.
We've been speaking with Corey Henizer, who is the CEO of Brigade Electronics U.S. Operation. They're located in Portland, Indiana. Andrea Byram is the marketing specialist for the company. You can reach them a variety of ways. You can reach the general contact line for Brigade at 260-766-4343. You can reach them by email sent to a general email address, sales@brigade-inc.com. And you can find them, of course, on the web at brigade-inc.com. They have Twitter links, YouTube links, and LinkedIn links, and we'll put those on the article as well. So if you'd like to see any of those links, then just refer back to the article and you'll find them there. They also have a newsletter you can sign up for. And so if you're involved with fleets of any kind, I highly suggest that you use the newsletter sign-up link that you'll see in the article. So thank you again, you two. You're both obviously very professional and conversant in the field that you're in, and a very good choice to have as an interview. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.